You're not gonna use it. Oh, hey, by the way, I'm gonna ask Joe Biden what he's gonna do for
us. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or XM. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and is many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes.
I want to be
no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any loss of injury or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
That's all, guys. I think the debate is coming up soon. That's it. All right. Daniel.
All right, I'll make it short. I'll say this. Listen, you know, there's only you can run the story a bunch of times. We already been that route. Like the sister said, listen, you can't fire your way out of everything. You can't fire everybody when you're the massive problem. You're the issue, right? He should know as a person that brands, that you can't sell a product for so long if the product doesn't work and it doesn't produce. Now, you can sell a bunch at the first shot, and people might not know for the first time. And you might get them. You just might get them with the whole market and everything. But after a while, when they get that product, you're going to get a large amount of people that's going to say, no, this product doesn't work. And I kind of disagree with you. I think that some of these white people have a bad taste in their mouth. Even people that voted and said, I'm not going to vote for Hillary and racist. I say there's a bunch of groups that he has lost. He has shaved over time from the beginning to this point right here. So I say again, 90% chance he is not going to win. 10% chance he might, if he rigged the way Twitter just did, got messed up and got hacked the way they did. This is an open a wake-up call for all these digital social media networks and people that are going to be handling things digitally that has to do with this campaign and what's going to happen to make sure that there is no mistakes. We can't afford it. So the only way that I see him winning is he rigs the situation, and like I said, it'll be lack of technology and social media. So all these geniuses out there that have the skills and that already own social media and is involved with the advertisement and all that, you better tighten up shit. And there should be consequences if you do mess up. I'm just saying, I believe 90% of the chance he is not going to win. All right? People had enough. That's it. Bad taste and even white racist mouth. Now, there's going to be the majority of his small majority, okay, will vote for him by all means necessary, but I believe that he has shaved a large portion of people that are not going to vote for him. And when you start losing people around you where there was all kissing their behind, I see that a lot of these Republicans are shaving away their. They're little by little turning their backs when he becomes a liability versus an asset. You're going to see the cookies going to crumble, and we're getting closer. I'll leave it there. Good show.
All right, guys. I appreciate you guys calling in and participating in the show tonight. Thank you to Miss Elisa, as always. All facts, Jay.
Hold up, Elisa. Don't go nowhere yet. I don't know. I just want to say something. You guys can keep it rolling until I see Sankofa or Sarge comes in. BTI is up. So, guys, I'm just waiting for them. So, Tyrone, when they come in, we can get it started, or if you want to cut the Facebook. But I'm just letting you know, you can keep it rolling until they come, guys.
All right,
so I don't see him coming. So
I'm going to go ahead and end the show on Facebook and start a new live on Facebook. That way, whenever it happens, it happens. But
you have Sankofa's email or something. Just let him know we're ready if you have his email, Tyrone. I don't have his email. I'm quite sure Sarge, he's around somewhere. Sarge, if you're around, press one. Let me know you're online, and we can get this thing cracking. But I appreciate all the good stories tonight. But yeah, Tyler, I just wanted to let you know that, bro.
Okay, let me see. Sankofa, I got his number. You guys just stay on the line here, and I'll see if I can call Sankofa. Sankofa, what is your number, Sankofa? He just called me.
Okay, so if he just called you, so I guess he's gonna okay.
Oh, no, he called me. He called me yesterday. I mean.
Oh, okay. I thought you did. Okay.
All right. So let me start this.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Hey, what's the name of the show? What did I title the show? The title is Sarge debates Sankofa. Is the USA a corporation or a republic?
Okay.
I guess we'll be hearing some sovereignty things.
Serious shopper.
Hey, Sankofa, this is Tyrone, man. You guys supposed to have been doing a debate tonight. We're waiting for you on the show. So just call in whenever you get the message. All right. It went to his voicemail, so.
Okay, no problem, guys. I'm sorry, if you're around, you can press 1 or come call in or what have you. You guys said that it's recorded. I mean, I guess they're going to stand me up. That's fine, but that ain't going to happen.
Is the United States a corporation or a what?
Or a republic. That's what Sarge
okay.
says. I'm going to go ahead and put the link in the the link now.
Hey.
Yeah, cool. So I decided I was a referee. I mean, the guy at Sankofa, he was really, you know, willing to go in and do it. And I told him, I'm, you know, the 12:30. So I was to it, so. But it's not good. Hey, I was just saying, Alicia, I think he should let him vote for that vote. I mean, it's just still a lot of time. The debate ain't lit. I don't know. It's a tough. There's a controversy whether we should boycott the vote and don't use the vote or threaten to say, okay, we're going to use our vote, but who's going to give it the most? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you got to play it. But you got to have a block like Obama's block. If we can get a block ever in history for a bill for blacks, and we come out just like Obama on that one seat, that's what we're talking about. That's what we need, and we need something. Another thing, like so Obama was a symbolism. He was the goal to get an end. He was a similar goal, just like that. Everybody on one accord. I'm telling you right now. Politically, they say that you can get things done like that. So go ahead.
I agree with you, but I just don't think that Biden's not going to work for our vote. He's not going to. I don't think he feels as though he needs to. So I don't think he's going to work for the black vote because they're tiptoeing around black folks. They're tiptoeing around us. And he is, and his campaign, the Democrats, too. Because they don't want to piss off the voters, though, that they really feel that they need. And that's white folks, the silent majority. That's what Trump always talks about.
The recording has started.
They're scared of pissing those folks off. I don't want to vote for Biden. I mean, this just feels like 2016 all over again, when it was Trump and Hillary, and I didn't want either one of them. So I was secretly glad Hillary, I was happy Hillary lost. I was. But then I hated that Trump win, if that makes any sense. But this is just feels like,
right.
It feels like 2016 all over again. But I just don't know if the country can withstand 4 more years of Trump. I just don't
know. Oh, no. 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 And we'll be the laughing stock, and people will lose, you know, shaking. But that has to be, it's something, guys. And I'm letting you know, I don't trust this guy, Trump. He's always playing around with the mail-in stuff. That's contradictory. And then we talk about we may be attacked, you know, electronic, you know, polls, we may be attacked. But that Twitter attack today, I'm saying Twitter needs to shut his shit down just on a security level. Because if it wasn't Russia, because why didn't they touch Trump shit today? They touched Bill Gates. They touched Joe Biden shit. Something with Bitcoin. That's why, listen, that's why even Russia loves Bitcoin. That's why Bitcoin is not going to be big in America, because shit like that happened today.
All right, I'm open the line. Then you just hit it. I'm going to open the line to let people in here, man, in case somebody wants to say something.
All participants are unmuted. Q&A session is over.
All right. Go ahead, Off. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was letting you know.
No, I'm done. I'm waiting for them. I don't want to hop the mic up. The lines are open, guys. I was just waiting for him. But I was just talking about the hack on Twitter today. It's social engineering.
Right.
You got to watch out for social engineering. And it's
U.S. Postal. In addition, that he took over the U.S. Postal because he controls the U.S. Postal. Remember, U.S. Postal is federal. So I want people to understand that the only way this man is going to win is by rigging. And I hope that these social medias grow up. And now, because they have taken people, blocked people off of Twitter, kicked them off for minor stuff and things just like him. So I think that once they see, like I said,
hey,
the liability,
yeah, they
will get rid of him.
In the basic stars
and, right. it's like the niggas in the, you know, it's like some niggas who's dealt with, they're telling you how to commit a crime, right? Because he's like, you know, the bureaucrats, they can ship him into another district and you go there. He's like setting you up, like soft you up. When that does happen, you won't be surprised. Come on, dude, stop playing. Stop playing games. You know your shit in. Come on, yo. I mean, come on, dude. We already know that people like play like you.
Sankofa just called me back, and he calling in. Now, Sarge, where your ass at? You need to go ahead and show up, Sarge, and stop being a chicken.
Yeah, Sarge's not going to run from nobody. He'll be here. But, guys, I'm going to go in depth about that hack tomorrow, right before, right the first hour of the show, and give you some IT skills on how they really did it. And it's called social engineering. And it's a real sophisticated stuff. But I'm not going to get too technical in it, but just to give you the surface of what they do and how they trick you. And they got it. So it's all about information. But I'll fall back on Ray. And the reason Tyrone, great show tonight. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'm here, man. I'm going to take some time. Peace.
Okay. We're waiting on Sarge.
Sarge is sticking a little hard right now because Trump's niece spilt the beans.
Yeah, we're warming up the show. This is the pre-debate warm-up for you guys, so we're just waiting for Sarge.
All right.
Okay, he didn't change it. Okay, good.
Well, I call his ass, too. Wake him up. He always calling me.
call him, man. Call him. Yeah, we got people waiting, man.
Y'all be calling him. Yeah, I'm going to call his ass.
He's showing up late. I hope he's best dressed. You know what I'm saying? God, if you want to walk in the room late, he's be the best dressed in the room.
Have his police and army.
Come on now.
But
I think I'm the right guy.
Uniform on. Put on your uniform, son.
Hey, I'm walking late. He be looking good smelling, bro. So what's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Me and the wife was just talking and just reminiscing that she got out of work. And,
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Hey, I want to basically, I want to sign up some things. Even
we're going
to
give them the 1 o'clock.
Franklin, all these people, you got to understand the Constitution was created only to basically kind of like police the government and tell them what they can and cannot do to the American citizens. However, this is no longer a republic. And Ben Franklin even said, let me go to that slide, because I had made my own slides. I wish this was more of an internet show because I could show y'all some slides. So I came to a slide that says, let me go to my slide real quick. Because when I do presentation, I like to do slides. This is what Benjamin Franklin told one of his contemporaries.
So listen. Let me do this. Since we waiting on him. Do you want to just give an introduction? Because I was going to give you, I was going to give you guys like an hour to go at it. Since we waiting on him, would you want to go in order so other people can understand what you're talking about?
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to get another peace and blessings, family. My name is Sankofa. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, man, and I've been on TRS for 3 years. I've been away for about a year, but I'm back. The presentation tonight is proof that the United States is a federal corporation. Now, Sarge was right. In the Constitution, it is the Republic, because when you say, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America," it is no longer a republic anymore. It has turned into a dictatorship. It has turned into a democracy. You know what I'm saying? So let me give you a little background. This is from Ben Franklin. When he came out of the Constitution Convention in 1787, Miss Powell of the Philadelphia asked Ben Franklin, "Well, doctor, we have got a republic or a monarchy." With no hesitation, Ben Franklin said, "Whatsoever." Franklin said, "A republic if you can keep it." Now, what do y'all get from that? Like, if he says a republic if you can keep it, that's coming from Ben Franklin in 1787. Bankruptcy. Let's talk about bankruptcy and maritime law. This is from John Adams, 1735 and 1826, second president of the United States. State, my history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but is supported by the unquestionable authority and is a very particular and very horrible. Restoration in 1814 by Pope Pius VII. It is indeed a step towards darkness, cruelty, and disposition and death. I do not like the appearance of the Jesuits was a body of men who merit internally damnation on earth and in hell. It is the society of the Jesuits and Loyola. That's John Adams. Basically, what he was saying is that when you are in a governmental power, you're basically abusing their power by basically forcing people to pay taxes. Nowadays, you got traffic tickets and stuff like that, forcing them under the color of law. Basically, saying we're enforcing these rules under the color of law. You know, that's what I got from that. You know, most people may have a different interpretation, but what I got from it, looking over the vocabulary and then the Black's Law Dictionary, what he's saying is that they're basically under color of law. They're forcing you to do things outside the Constitution, because anything that's put under the Constitution is void. Okay, let me go to the next slide. Okay, so I'm not gonna do this. Okay, what is a republic? Most people who say that republic is government of the people, by the people, and for the people. What does that mean? What is not a republic? Next slide. The positivism of a republic. The United States shall guarantee every state in the Union a republic form of government. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Now, when it talks about the republic, yes, we create the rules, you know what I'm saying, for society. That's called the law society. But however, we create these statutes and codes, and when people violate them or whatever, you make them pay for that. That's called civil jurisdiction, which is maritime law. But the laws do not apply. They have to prove that they apply to me. Because if I'm a free man on the land, then I should be able to do what I want to do as long as I'm not violating anybody's human rights. But when you're basically forcing these things under the color of law, that's not a republic. That's not what the republic does. Okay? The republic, yes, we make rules and regulations for society, you know what I'm saying, based off of, natural moral codes, not a book moral code like the Bible. The Bible is not a subjective book. It's objective. You know what I'm saying? And it's not organic. So, did the founding fathers use the Bible as a moral code? Yes, they did. But they did not want it to be like ran like barbarians. They did not want America to be ran like barbarians. You know what I'm saying?
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, bro.
Can I ask you a question? I want to stop you right there about the moral code, because you're saying that you're governed over some laws. And I understand you're saying, and some people say that the Constitution, they follow the Bible, and if SARS, I would love to debate. You voted on that line, right?
Right.
So you're saying this moral code about human rights, it still has to be a group, right, who decides the moral code of a particular pool of people, whether they're in a geographical location. If it's not the Bible, who decides the moral code or what's human rights? Who decides that?
Well, it goes back to we the people of the natural world. You know what I'm saying? I think they use the Bible as a guide to moral code. You know what I'm saying? But it's we the people, because you know you got to understand the Bible wasn't written.
But you said we don't use that though, right? You said you don't use that. You said
I don't look, because you got to understand that the Bible is a recent book. It's not something that's ancient. You know, because we get our moral code way back in ancient Africa. That started there. You know what I'm saying? It's the, the rational consideration of our actions that basically which what determines moral. We determine what's moral. You know what I'm saying? So the laws of Ma'at and all this stuff was set in place prior to the Bible. You know, the Bible plagiarized from Ma'at, you know, from the ancient book of Ma'at. And we can talk about that in the Black Power After Hour, when we can prove that the Bible plagiarized from ancient Egypt. I know that's been proven already.
Right.
I can go into that. I can go into
more. And this is one last question, and I'll let you continue. And hope stars are coming in. This is my one last question. I understand that you said that moral code, and I understand history, but let's just speed it up. You got a moral code, and you said the moral code is decided amongst the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this world, we have different pockets of people.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you solve that conflict with different pockets of people who have different moral codes in kind of a geographical and a similar geographical location that they're in? So they may be fighting over that. So wasn't that people? I don't know, but how do you deal with that in the world?
Well, like I said, you know, they had already decided on that by using biblical moral codes. But in me personally, I would go by the rational consideration of our actions and try to get people to agree. Like, look, it's not good. We already knew prior to any writings. Prior to ancient Egypt, prior to all that stuff, we knew that it was in our best benefit. We knew that it was in our best interest not to kill each other, in order to procreate, in order for a species to survive, and that's in nature. So it's really I don't want to say it like this because I'm kind of alluding back to the committee. I mean, back to the Constitution, but. It has to be decided upon a committee what is moral law, what is not. But in my perspective, if you ask me from what I would do, I would just go, look, this is how we're going to survive as a species. We should not kill each other. We should not hurt each other in any way. And that was decided long before. And there was no moral code back then. It was just basically a rational consideration of people's actions. And they said, well, it's wrong to kill somebody because we're no longer going to procreate. We're no longer going to survive as a species if we do this. So I don't know how to answer that question because it is a very good question and it does put me on the spot because I'm like, dang, you're right, because how would I do it? I would just go by the rational consideration of my actions. Because like I said, you got to understand there was no book, there was no writings in the ancient world before Egypt, before Africa was even considered a nation or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just survived. It was a survival of the fittest. Did ancient Homo sapiens kill each other? Yes, for survival. I mean, they did that stuff out of survival because if I got a family and you're trying to come over there and steal my food, then I'm going to kill you for my family's survival. So, yes, that's the only way murder or killing was justified by survival, you know what I'm saying, instead of just killing people just like a serial killer just for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So that moral code is like, is this moral for me to kill him for survival, or is it moral for me to kill him just because I don't like him? You know what I'm saying? So it's a subjective thing. It's not objective, it's subjective. You want me to continue with the slide? You know what I'm saying? It protects us from those type of laws. It's supposed to, but it doesn't, because what the United States government corporation has adopted those other laws. Because what happens if you don't pay taxes, which you don't have to pay? There's no law that says you have to pay. Pay any taxes. If you don't pay taxes, you go to jail. If you don't do the proper paperwork to get out of those taxes, to get out of paying taxes to the government, because that's you're a laborer, not an employee. When you look at the word employee, it's something to deal with the federal government. Okay, only people that are supposed to pay taxes are federal employees. So traffic tickets, driver's license, all this other stuff, this is all under dictatorship. You're going to do this, you're going to get a driver's license even though you're not conducting commerce. A driver's license, you have to pay for that. But when you went and got your driver's license, what did they say you needed a form of to identify yourself? A Social Security card and a birth certificate. Tell me why a birth certificate and Social Security card don't have your picture on it. Why is it just a blank piece of paper with your name, with a given name on it? Now they say, we're going to identify you by your identification card or driver's license. That has a picture on it. But they said they identify you by a Social Security card and a birth certificate. And this is from Chisel versus George, the first legislator. Y'all can look that up. That's part of this, that ruling where we the people are sovereign and the states are sovereign and all this stuff. Chisholm versus George was overturned by the 11th Amendment. But that fact in that case law basically states that this is a society, not a nation. Okay. Next slide. Two nations of government. Two nations of government exist, one to be maintained under the Constitution, which is common law. The Constitution is founded on common law. With all these restrictions, the other to be maintained by Congress outside of it independently of that instrument. This is Dowles versus Bidwell, 182nd U.S. Legislator, 182nd, 244th Legislator. That's Dowles versus Bidwell. I know I'm going through a lot of case law, but I just wanted people to understand that I'm getting these from slides that I've used in previous debates and stuff like that. And now, if I'm going too fast, please ask a question. And I'm reading slow so people can get the gist of what I'm saying. So, you know, that's why I'm reading slow. So people can understand what I'm saying. Two national governments. The site of the Confederacy shall be the United States of America, and that's Article of Confederacy 1781. The Article 1 emphasizes and added. Y'all notice on the dollar bill, on the passport, it says United States of America. That's a military document. The Confederacy was a military coalition against the North. So was it you all facts that asked the question, is the Constitution a slave doctrine or not a slave doctrine?
Yes, I've defended that it was. It is a post-slavery document.
It is a post-slavery document.
Yeah, and Frederick Douglass actually went on tour, and he made his most money. He became a millionaire by saying the opposite, that it was against slavery. But there's no here or there. But he made a lot of money doing that. But the Three-Fifths Clause, I say, it's right there and there. They're dividing people up. Then, you know, freed men, and three-fifths, and if you got to count a group of people to get white people in our office, That means that those group of people are in that society working, but the white man has more vice and superior than them. It's just that simple.
Yeah, so, but you got to understand, he's a part of the law society, though. It's not us.
No.
The law society is basically the government. You know what I'm saying? Local, state, and federal government. Those are the law society. So who are the rights actually given to? You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to be given to the free people, but they're not. So basically, we're basically under the Peonage Act. We're basically being slaves to the government, and Sergeant disagreed. He probably would agree that we should pay taxes. Why should we pay taxes? The government is not broke. Why is the government using us for collateral to pay off a debt? You know what I'm saying? This is a bankrupt corporation. The United States is a bankrupt corporation. If Sarge ever shows up, I would like to read House Joint Resolution. I'm going to save that for him. I'm just going through some slides right now, but I'm not going to get the House Joint Resolution. That's what the real information is, and I want to show Sarge about House Joint Resolution 192 because it shows that we went from free people to slavery and bondage. Again, once the United States Corporation went bankrupt in 1933, because even yesterday he was like, I don't give a damn about bankruptcy, blah, blah, blah. I said, yes, this is why we have to pay all these bills to help out the United States. Yes, we got jobs and stuff like that, but they're paying us shit, but they're taking almost damn near 35% of our wages. Because you also, and also I want to get into a little later when Sarge shows up, I'm going to ask him what is a wage and what is payment, what is a bill and what is credit received. And see, he don't know all the terminology. Sarge is looking at the surface. One thing about Sarge, he researches from the surface. He don't go deep. I go deep. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're not even supposed to be paying light bills. We're not supposed to be paying rent and stuff like this with Federal Reserve notes because we're still in debt. You look at the dollar bill, it says the United States. It don't say United States. And it says Federal Reserve notes. Why are we using Federal Reserve notes when the code explicitly says that Federal Reserve notes are used for federal employees? Why are we carrying around a debt note? This is why we're in debt, constantly in debt, because we have not paid our debt. You cannot pay a debt with an IOU. You know what I'm saying? So if all facts, if facts are giving you $20 and I say, well, I'm going to pay you your money back. Okay, all facts are looking for that same $20. But if I come to all facts with a symbol saying $20 on it, then I pay all facts back. No, I did not. I did not pay him back his tender, because let's say that the $20 bill was gold, and I'm trying to pay him $20 in gold back. I'm trying to pay him $20 in paper versus the metal. You know, see what I'm saying? So that's another thing that we don't look at either. Because have you ever looked at the money closely and see what is on the money? People just spend their money and don't even know what it is. Anyways, I'm going to the next slide. Passport, military equals law of nations. Passport defines a passport is a written document given to a person or persons by commander of a belligerent forces authorizing him or them to travel unmolestedly within the district occupied by his troops. That's what a passport definition is. Passports are issued by the State Department of similar offices in other countries. To diplomatic agents and other entering or traveling in foreign countries, which are of the same general characteristics with those issuing their war. So a passport is a war document. The latter should, when practicable. Have the photograph of their bear attached, like your picture. This is from the book Rules of Land Warfare, 1914 edition. I repeat, Rules of Land Warfare, 1914 edition. Passports, safe conduct, safeguards, and cartels. And that's chapter 7, section 4, article 276, page 100. Did everybody get that? Y'all can look that up yourself. Well, I just said it. Y'all need to repeat that? So when you get a passport, you basically got a military doctor. You got a military passport. Basically, it's a military document. So let me go to the next slide. Now, what is the money? At common law, only gold and silver were legal tender. And it's the second institution. This is McLaren versus Nesbitt. That's the Supreme Court. McLaren versus Nesbitt. At common law, only gold and silver were legal tender. If you want common law, it requires honest measure. Are we still on the common law? No, we're not. We're supposed to be, but we're not. The Constitution has turned into a maritime doctrine. The Constitution has been really thrown out because when you go to court and you ask the judge what's the jurisdiction of this court, he says he will not give you an answer or he will hold you in contempt of court. And the reason being, because he cannot say common law. He cannot say this is a common law court because when you're in common law court, where's the victim? Where's the injured party? The state cannot be an injured party because it's an artificial person. It's not real. The state only exists on paper. Okay? So there is no honest measures when it comes to these magistrates. These judges in these, like, JP courts and magistrate courts, and they're all magistrates. They're operating under Article One tribunals. So, and it's all under civil jurisdiction. So the state cannot punish you if you cannot commit a crime. How is a traffic citation a crime against the state? How is that? I want someone to explain how is it a crime when there is no injured party. Like the book says, if you want common law, it requires honest measures. And that's the end of my slide right there. Oh, this is let me see what else I got. We'll talk about, so if you don't want to, like, say for instance, they send you a summons in the mail saying, oh, you got to come to court or whatever. This is what you can write on a postcard. Do not open the letter. You put no contract, return the sender. I do not recognize you. I do not understand your intent. It's not my will or wishes to contract. I do not have an international treaty with you, nor assured value of or a liability, and put return the sender. So if you get like something in the mail, it can be anything that you don't recognize. But if you know it's coming from the courts, if you know it's coming from child support or whatever, you can put that on your docket. I'm gonna screenshot all this to Tyrone. Maybe he can put that up on the because I want to do a show Saturday. I want to do a show Saturday, and I want to basically have this put up on the slideshow on YouTube. So that's the end of my presentation.
Well, Sankofa, ABC, I think he has a slot on Saturdays. Gary may have a slot. I think his shows. Yeah, I don't think Gary's shows usually on Sunday. Mondays is open, Wednesdays are open, and Fridays are open.
All right. Okay, so I'm ready for questions. So if anybody got questions, comments?
I have a comment. First of all, you're questioning common law, but common law came from the Magna Carta, and the Magna Carta is in the United States Constitution, and it is also in the Constitution, or in British uncodified Constitution, and also in Australia and Canada's uncodified. I think that you need to brush up on what the Magna Carta and its relation to common law. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
I'm going to thank you, Simon, man. You're right. I should have basically said the Magna Carta was before the Constitution. Yeah, so I should have, yeah. I will get more into that, a little later. This is another point I want to bring up. I just saw this in my other slides. Common law courts. Sovereignty itself is, of course, not subject to law, for it is the authority of this and source of law. But in our system, while sovereign powers are delegated to the agencies of the government, law society, a.k.a. law society. Now, I had to say a.k.a. law society, but this is the Supreme Court. Sovereignty itself remains with the people, by whom, for whom all government exists and acts. That's Yitz Wu versus Hopkins, 118 U.S. 356 legislator, and that's page 370. That's page 370 in the common law. Y'all can look it up yourself. So I want to basically bring that point in.
We're gonna go by what you said. You have to consider the source, because being though you did not, you may need the amendments of the Constitution that has the Magna Carta on it, sir.
Mm-hmm. So what now?
Name the United States Constitution amendments that has the Magna Carta.
It's not going to have it on there.
Well, let's just say,
they derived a lot of their points and stuff from the Magna Carta, but I'm going to say it was a void document, but they only went by there because of the Great Britain. When they supposedly decided from Great Britain, that's when they claimed they took some of the laws, they took some of the things from the Magna Carta and implemented it in the Constitution.
Well, do you know what was the purpose of the Magna Carta?
Yes, vaguely, because I mainly studied the Constitution, I just briefly skimmed over the Magna Carta, but it was basically to give people inalienable rights. I mean, it all stems from the same document, you know what I'm saying? Inalienable rights, stuff like that. But I was really studying the Constitution really, really hard, you know what I'm saying? And I know that they adopted a lot of things from the Magna Carta and incorporated into the Constitution.
Okay, then I hope you know that with the Magna Carta, English common law follows it. So how can you condemn common law when common law is actually following what the Magna Carta was promising to its citizens?
I'm not condemning common law. Actually, I'm a common lawist. I go by common law. I'm just saying that this is what the United States has done. The United States is basically condemning common law. That's why they're going by maritime. That's why they're going by maritime. I'm constitutionalist. I'm totally in agreement with the Constitution as far as, like, the common law.
In what maritime law are you referring to?
Basically, like, maritime law deals with the laws of the high seas, naval, and stuff like that. That's why everything is under civil jurisdiction nowadays. They're trying to basically, like a big contractual law, stuff like that. They're trying to contract you into slavery, paying taxes and stuff like that. But when you go to court, they say that they're operating under common law, but they're actually operating under Admiralty Maritime. That type stuff.
Okay, Tiffany, can you please tell me what laws that you know of that follows maritime law?
The laws that follow maritime law?
Yeah, what law that is based upon maritime law, sir? That you yourself or I or anybody on here have to follow?
You don't have to follow anything because you're not under contract. You don't have to follow you're not under maritime law because you're not overseas. You're on the land. There's no maritime law that you have to follow.
Yeah, but you still did not answer my question. What law do you know of that is on the books right now that is affecting you and me that is based upon maritime law?
That's based upon maritime that I know of. Like paying taxes and stuff like that, paying traffic tickets and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because when you go to court, they're operating under maritime law. when you go to court, they say approach the bench. You know what I'm saying? They're basically saying enter the, aboard the ship. You know what I'm saying? Because everything you do has a ship at the end of it. You have a membership, friendship, relationship, everything dealing with ship. What's on each side of a bank? I mean, what's on each side of a river? It's called a bank. What flows in between that river? Water. Water is currency. What is the money called? Currency. So we're operating on a maritime law without even knowing it. That's why they can basically recontract into things that we don't know what we're contracting into. Like when you fill out a W-4 form and you're putting how many dependents and all that stuff, how many taxes you want to take, you contract it. That's why they tell you don't put your Social Security card, your Social Security number on anything. You're contracting them. You're contracting them. That's why they can get you for tax evasion.
How a tax evasion? Well, I mean, nowhere in income tax law, nor the amendment. I think that's where I forgot which amendment the Constitution was implied. The income tax. Nowhere in the income tax amendment to the Constitution. I want to say that's Amendment 19, if I'm not mistaken.
No, 16. No, 16. No, 16 to 16. I think the 14.
Nowhere it says anything about maritime. So how can you marry your tax law to maritime law? When that amendment of the Constitution never specifies anything about maritime law, nor the IRS code, tax code, never specifically says anything about when it was first introduced. By the way, it was never saying anything about maritime law.
I'm not gonna say anything about maritime law, but you gotta understand maritime law is the law of the high seas, and this is what they're doing. See, they're violating the Constitution. They're basically saying the Constitution is void. It's no longer a living document. And I'm gonna tell you why, because if you don't pay taxes, what's gonna happen to you? You go to jail or you gotta pay a fine or something like that. They turned this into maritime law. I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you what the government is doing. What they're doing, they're making you pay, and that's why House Joint Resolution 192 basically spilled the beans and told all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because your Social Security card and that birth certificate is the money. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you're right. There's no maritime law in the Constitution, but there's no constitutional law that says you have to pay taxes. There's no law at all that says you have to pay taxes. And now, this guy came out and said, I would give $60,000 to anybody that can prove that you have to pay taxes.
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. I am open up to the Constitution of the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to sit here and tell you that you are in error, because here is the text of what it says. Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on income. I'm going to repeat that again. Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on income from whomever source derived, without appropriation among several states, and without regard to any census or enumeration. That is the text. But let me go back to where it says clause. It actually kind of trying to back up with Article 1, Section 2, 3 of the Constitution. Representative and direct taxes shall be appropriated among several states, which may include within this union, according to their respective numbers. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, Congress shall have the power to lay in. It's actually repeating itself. Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excise to pay debt and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States, but all duties imposed should be uniform throughout the United States. Well, let me move on to Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4. No corporation or other direct tax shall be laid unless in appropriation to the census. Well, that's the census part, but let me just, to the census enumerated in herein before directed to be taken. And here is another thing. Article 1, Section 9. No tax or duty shall be laid on the article exported from any state. Nowhere in these taxes or articles within the Constitution says anything about maritime law, nor though it's saying anything. You know, it does say people have to pay taxes, especially where it says direct taxes. Congress should have the power to lay and collect taxes and duties. It says that in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, St. Colvin. I rest my case.
Okay, so is Congress collecting taxes?
Congress should have the power to lay and collect taxes.
I'm asking you now, is Congress collecting taxes? Is it Congress or the IRS?
Congress gave the IRS power. It lends its power to the IRS.
Did you know that the IRS was actually created as record keepers?
That what?
The IRS was first used for record keeping.
Well, look, yes. But every time there is a tax bill, every time there is a tax bill or a bill for funds in the United States Constitution, all of that begins in the House of Representatives.
Okay.
So if you look at most of your bills that come out of the House legislation, it always talks about how much taxes that they want to pay for in their budgeting. The budget, you know, if you control the budget, you control the taxes. So therefore. You're kind of a what you're saying to me is a misnomer. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, so if Congress is supposed to be collecting taxes, then why is the IRS? The IRS is a private business. Okay, the
but
IRS.
Hold on.
Let me finish. The legislative branch of government is Congress. The IRS is part of the executive branch of government. So tell me how the Congress, tell me, and when you got the separation of powers law, tell me how can the government, the executive branch of government, operate in the judicial branch of government when you don't pay taxes?
Because the legislative branch gives the authority to the executive branch. It always happens. It, you know, like every time, well, most of the time we go to war, right? You know, the president or the governor, you know, whether it would happen inside the state or you know what, let me simplify this down for you. When we go to war, usually Congress would give the authorization to the executive, which is the president and the secretary of defense, to go to war. So it's not, you know, just because we got three branches of government, does that mean, though, one branch is going to act by a vacuum? The three branches of government, your judicial, legislative, and executive, have to work in a continuum. So as a group. So
their duty, though. It's overstepping their duty because you cannot.
So you talk about
Wesley Snipes. He didn't pay taxes, right? And he went to jail. And who put him in jail? The judicial branch of government. who was the injured party, and who was the injured party in that case with Wesley Snipes?
The injured party was the United States government.
Okay, the United States government was the injured party. What losses did they suffer? What injuries did the United States government suffer?
Well, it goes against the 16th Amendment of the Constitution. He didn't abide by it. They have the power for a tax. He did not accept the tax. He did not pay in the tax what was required, and he paid fines by it. But
let me cite something from you from the Constitution, and this is pretty much every state constitution. All courts are open to any man with injury done to him, his person, private property, et cetera, et cetera. So is the United States a man with the injury? That's every constitution, and that's in the Constitution. All courts are open to any man with injury done to him, reputation, damages to property, et cetera, et cetera. So what property was damaged? What injuries did the United States sustain from Winston Snipes not paying taxes on his wages, which he's not an employee?
He wasn't paying his fair share of his portion of the tax.
Okay, so why do we have to pay taxes? What's the purpose of us paying taxes?
Aren't you a police officer, son? I mean, if you are a police officer, you're doing taxes, right?
Well, that's because I was a federal employee. Because when you look at the police power, it comes from the executive branch of government. They made me a federal employee. I'm no longer a federal employee.
Only
people that pay taxes is federal employees. I'm not a federal employee.
The legislative takes approved for the tax. The president signs for he's the final authority on the veto of to sign it into law.
It's not a law, it's a statute.
And to enforce what Congress said wanted.
Taxes are not law. They're part of a statute and code that does not apply to non-federal
employees.
Taxes are
law.
Let me fight something from you. Statutes and codes are not law. See, taxes fall in the statutes and code. It does not fall under law. Killing somebody is a law.
Really now? Then tell me something. How come there are tax attorneys then? If we're gonna go by your logic, right? If we're gonna go by your own logic, that statute and laws are different, and tax laws and taxes are not laws, but they're statutes. Then tell me how come we have tax attorneys?
Do you know what the bar stands for?
We can go by.
Do you know what the bar stands for? The British Association of Registries. The British Association of Registries. So when you take the bar exam, you're basically showing allegiance to Great Britain. That's what the bar stands for. The British Association of Registries. Okay. The American bar is basically still part of Great Britain. When you contract with the IRS, you don't go to jail for not paying taxes. You go to jail for breach of contract. That's what Wesley Snipes went to jail for, but they alluded it to, he didn't pay taxes. No, Wesley Snipes contracted to pay taxes, but he stopped doing it. That's why he went to jail, because he was contracted.
Show me the law.
Find the law that I have to pay taxes. Find the law, and I will cash up you $100.
Wait a minute. Is this Congress levy taxes? Can't have the power to levy taxes. So if they're levying taxes and they're giving the IRS to collect the taxes, and that's the taxes on income by the 16th Amendment, then whose income are they talking about?
Let's look at what income means.
Because
income has something to do with wages, your money. Income has nothing to do with wages. Reason why we pay sales tax.
I'm going to go through
the definition. The reason why we have to pay sales tax is because of the income, like the goods. Income are considered goods. It does not consider wages. It says income. Where does it say wages at? Show me in the tax code where it says wages.
You have a W-2, right? What was said in box one and box four? One says income and one says wages, right? So the income and wages are the same if you're on a W-2 form.
I don't fill out that contract. I don't have a W-2. I don't fill out that contract. The W-2 and W-4 are contracts. I don't fill them out. Because if you do, you're contracted to pay taxes. And if you do fill it out, you're not supposed to put your social on there. You're supposed to put all zeros, and you're supposed to put 31 CFR 1.32, meaning saying that I don't have to display my Social Security card, and 42 USC 408, 8, and 9 says that I'm not subjugated to pay any taxes on my wages, so to speak. And I'm just summing it all up.
Well,
wait.
See, during all these things, because you talk about how the American Bar Association is a part of the British government. When if that was the case, then how come though I can look at the the origins of the ABA, the origin of the ABA, it has nothing to do with the British government at all. We're just talking about organizing the apprenticeship of people who want to be lawyers or people who want to be in law.
Yes,
so that's all it's
for. You're talking about the ABA. You're an organization that trying to get people to, like, go be lawyers and stuff like that. But we're talking about what it stands for, British Association of Registries. You're registering with the bar. The bar is the British thing. There was no judges and lawyers over here. It was all in Great Britain. So they're getting all their knowledge, like, from Oxford and all this other stuff. That's what they're doing.
Okay, Sam Cobra, you are in Texas, right? So have you went to some of your black law schools like Texas Southern? What are the other ones? The one named Houston. Houston University, that's in, well, I think that's in the east side of Austin. They are law schools, and I don't think they would necessarily agree with what you're saying.
Nowhere does it say they disagree.
I think that you are highly misunderstanding. What people are saying, or misunderstanding what law school are attaining, attaining a degree in law, and what the association is about. Associations do have power to disbar somebody.
Hold on 1 second. Man.
This should have been your debate, Big J.
Well, I actually wanted to debate Mr. Solutions, but since he got that ass whooping yesterday, last night, I count that as a win. Maybe whooping his ass and Greg's ass last night. I feel mighty damn good at this moment. I ain't gonna say much, so I'm just trying to hang back because nobody else ain't talking. So
I'm really surprised at SARS, man. I think that book that came out Tuesday and Trump's niece coming out on Rachel Maddow has really put a dent in Sarge's heart. I'm just saying, it's really rare that he don't show up because he loves to scream and argue. So,
yeah. I'm just, you know, I don't know what to say about SARS. You know,
just for all those religious people, say a prayer for him. Say a prayer for Sarge. That's all. Right now.
How did Sarge perform in NYC?
Show up.
Now, wait a minute. Do y'all realize this is about what the fourth time he didn't show up on a debate? Anybody else notice about that? Because remember back in November, I was supposed to debate him, and he never showed up. November or so.
Well,
I told
to tell you that his car engine didn't start. He didn't find his uniform.
Let me say something real quick. I'd rather debate somebody like Big J because you see how me and Big J wasn't yelling at each other. We got a little noisy, but it didn't get to where we were shouting at each other, running out of
room. Well, he showed up.
We always had an avenue to go to. See, when Sarge runs out of road, he yells. That's why when he runs out of road, he yells and name calling. But see, me and Big J didn't do that. We just discussed it.
Well, I'm a bad allergist. I'll see y'all tomorrow. I was just calling to see what was the end result of that debate. And since y'all told me SARS didn't call in, man, he's not a man of his word because this is about the fourth time he did this. I'm mad. So I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Big J, let me tell you something. When I said I was going to bring up how Joe Reagan went to 192, I think this one scared him away. He don't want
no from the
document.
Okay. All right then. I'll see you. I'm out.
All right. Yeah, I'd rather debate somebody like Big J or anyway, because Sarge would have gotten to a shouting match, then screaming, blood pressure would have went up. Anybody there?
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, man, but I had pulled something up in Blackstone Dictionary, and y'all can take my phone number down. It's 512-400-5840, and I will email you the Blackstone Dictionary because I was going to say something, but I just pulled up. When you're talking about income is revenue gained from sales because you have to pay taxes. The business has to pay taxes. It says the business is the gain derived from capital, from labor of a business. So the business has to pay taxes on your labor, but the laborer does not have to pay taxes. And that is, what is that? Let me go to that Supreme Court. It is Goodrich versus Edwards, Supreme Court. And that was in... Commissioner of Corporations and Taxation versus Saloon. So it's basically saying, and the reason why I like this dictionary because it actually has commentary. It's basically saying that the business has to pay taxes, not the laborer, but the business has to pay taxes on their so-called laborers. And this is if you want this Black Law Dictionary, it is on page 906, and it's talking about taxes and what it means. I hate that he left because I was going to explain it to him. But if you're a business, then yeah, you pay taxes. But if you're not a business, you don't have to pay taxes. If you're just a laborer, you don't have to pay taxes. And that's Commissioner of Corporation versus Taxation. And Taxation versus Filippo, and that's Massachusetts legislator, 374th legislator. But it is what it is, you know. And like I think BJ was just looking on the surfaces, too. He wasn't really deep. He don't go deep. He just look at the surfaces. So what's next? Is anybody there? Mm-hmm.
Of course, got the factory or down the train or power. Maybe it's a be Rick on a highway.
What's that house is noise? Hello?
We here.
Yeah, whatever that noise was, I got a message from Facebook saying that it was the copyright. It didn't sound like nothing but static to me.
Wow. That's crazy.
What was that? Was that just static?
That all you hear was like somebody out of a working some machine. That's all it was. Noise of a machine.
Well, that's nuts. I guess you can copyright static.
Yeah, I think Zuckerberg is nervous on anything right now.
I don't know.
But were y'all talking? I don't know what was going on. I just got that little notification I called
that's
in.
So it was just noise for a couple of seconds, but it was nobody playing anything, any audios or anything.
Yeah, I guess they had these algorithms working overtime, huh?
Yeah. I tell you, Zuckerberg is nervous right now. So anything, noise. Anything.
They didn't take it down, though. It just said that some company name, what did it say? Hold on. It says, we added a link to your video to give MGAG credit for the content that they may own. And I went and checked on it, and all I heard was static. So I don't know what the hell that's about. Anywho, y'all go ahead and continue. I didn't mean to interrupt whatever conversation you had going on.
I guess Sarge is a no-show.
Oh, Sarge, full of shit. I tried to call him on the phone, but he didn't answer, so I guess he was busy.
Yeah, as we get closer, be aware there will be more no-shows from Sergeant. A lot of times, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. All right, man, I'm going back on mute.
Thank you.